Patrick Ford descends through the clouds, shrouding Juno in a brand new Cessna 208 Caravan. The plane emerges from whiteout conditions at around 1,600 feet above the Mendenhall wetlands and glides gently onto the runway at Juneau International Airport. Ford is a pilot and the director of operations at Alaska Seaplanes, the largest commuter airline in Southeast. For much of the test flight, he operates on autopilot, using an approach that automatically follows fixed waypoints in the sky.
Every one of these little star-looking guys is a different fix. It's just a three-dimensional point in space that you have to hit at a specific spot at a specific altitude. And it's basically just like driving down the highway, and you're driving the highway in the sky, following the markers.
The Federal Aviation Administration has approved Alaska Seaplanes' new departure and arrival paths in communities across Southeast. Juneau, Haines, Cake, Sitka, Hoonah, Klawak, Wrangell, and Petersburg. A spokesperson at Alaska Seaplanes says the company spent millions to design and get authorization for the new paths. But since the expense was planned years in advance, passengers won't see fare spikes from this. The company's new path in and out of Juneau International Airport goes through the south end of Gastineau Channel. Ford says it allows pilots to drop out of a cloud ceiling that's as low as 580 feet above sea level. He says that increases a plane's chances for landing in poor visibility instead of turning around.
I'm sure you guys have been on a flight where you get halfway up to Haines and, you know, it's shut down at Eldred Rock and you have to turn around and come all the way back.
The new approaches and departures are paired with advanced GPS technology called Synthetic Vision, made by Garmin. A screen in the cockpit displays a computer-generated 3D view of the terrain, allowing Ford to see what's around him when there's no visibility. He says that's an advancement on what's called Instrument Flight Rules, or IFR, a set of FAA regulations that control the conditions for pilots relying on instruments to navigate rather than sight.
So it's a huge improvement in safety, and I sleep better at night knowing that that's an option.
Especially in Southeast, a notoriously cloudy and mountainous region. Large jets don't land in many small towns in Southeast, so residents rely on small commuter flights for air travel. Sean Quim is the co-owner and chief operating officer of Alaska Seaplanes. He says that before commuter aircraft could fly in low visibility, flights were frequently canceled.
So we just had to stay low below the clouds and wait for good weather, and you could go when it was good enough.
He says the new flight paths and synthetic vision will improve flights for outlying communities, like Hoonah, where he grew up.
It really allows us to be providing a more reliable service to the communities throughout Southeast.
Quim says there should be fewer flight cancellations. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.